Hello.
Who was that? Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Oh, okay. Well, you missed the joke. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman. Hang on a second. I really need to sit closer to that little knob. You know, I've been with Coldwell Banker since 1988 and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977, so I'm not leaving. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales, weekly year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's number. And or numbers, I should say. We've got a couple of listings that I looked at, do a little historical tour of two sales. One sold three times, the other one was land and then sold as a house. It's kind of interesting to see the progression. Our phone number today only, 564-1290, 564-1290. And actually, if you're not in the 805 area code, is it 888?
866.
866-564-1290. 866-564-1290. I suppose you could call that even if you're in Santa Barbara, just so the station would have to pay for the call if you're in the mood. You should go ahead and do that. Or go to radiorealestate.com, radiorealestate.com. You can listen to past programs and search MLS information. Great, great article. Kim Seafield has written a couple of op-ed pieces in the Santa Barbara News Press. Unbelievable. And we have open mic today. So there's a couple of topics that I would love to hear from you and discuss. And one of them would be Kim Seafield's article about the housing element and affordable housing and density. And do we goose step with the state and put in high-density housing, change the flavor of the landscape? Specifically, the contentious hot point is the eastern Goleta Valley. So that's a topic I want to talk to you about, and there's another planning commission coming up. And also, a couple of weeks ago, I remember someone had called in about wanting to know if we could put a cap on property taxes. I know we have Prop 13, and I know a lot of people who bought in the late 60s or 70s, and they have a tremendous cap. People who bought today for $1 million, and they're paying approximately $10,000 a year in taxes. The guy said, well, can we cap it there? I mean, how much, you know, it does go up incrementally and a small amount, but if you own that for 20 years, it will go up. And the flip side, we had someone who had written into the newspaper wondering about increasing the tax for people on larger homes to help pay for affordable housing, which will dovetail right back into the Kim Seafield op-ed piece about providing housing, workforce housing, or workforce housing, as some have called it. Is it possible? So where do we go with that? So those are some of the topics, and we want to follow up, too, on the Louisiana purchase. I have a title letter written from an attorney, and we have some more information on the Louisiana purchase. So a lot of those topics, this is what I'd like to talk about today. Open mic, 564-1290, 564-1290. Leon was on the phone, but he got tired of waiting. Leon, if perhaps you got another call, very busy man, appreciate that. You can call us back at 564-1290, 564-1290. You know, I remember a long time ago I had either Ken Pettit or Joe Holland, who took his job, county clerk recorder's office, and someone had called in and said, well, gosh, you know, we're paying all this money, all this high property tax, and, you know, why do we have any problems? We should be paving the streets with gold in Santa Barbara. And the answer was, and, you know, I never really thought about it, was, of course, they have to balance it with the high desert, where the median price is the lowest in the state. Off the top of my head, don't remember, but 200, well, I might have that written here, 200-something thousand, when here in last year in the South Coast, we were up to about 1,265,000 for the median price. And so you have to balance it out. You have to spread it out. So you just wonder, you know, we pay so much in taxes. So there's my question. Is it fair to put a cap? Is it fair to put a cap? Problem is, they put Prop 13 in, and there were so many programs that shut down and closed down. So you might say, well, God, we can't cut it anymore. Do you mind paying property taxes? I just read that President Bush has made it official that he's not going to take the mortgage deduction off the that the discussion of that is off the table, that he has no plans to enforce that. A committee he had set up threw it up for discussion, and it got the National Association of Realtors up in arms because that would really change the landscape. I think in Canada they don't have that deduction. I don't know if that's 100% certain or accurate, but it would really change the landscape here if suddenly that tax deduction was withdrawn. So our number, 564-1290, 564-1290, do we increase taxes, or do we put to pay for affordable housing, or do we put a cap on our taxes? Kim Seafield points out that on February 22nd, Wednesday, at 9 o'clock at 123 East Anapamu, that's the Planning Commission, they're having another hearing on the housing element. And this is going to change the landscape and perhaps the political landscape with the second district election coming up. This is huge. And am I going? Well, I say I'm going to go, but will I go? Good chance I won't. Good chance I won't. And all of us are busy, and thank God there are people out there who are trying to make a difference and support these. And I was going to go last week to the Goleta Valley Community Center. I didn't go there. It was Wednesday night at 6:30. Had good intentions to go. Didn't go. All right. Why don't I tell you a little bit about these two properties? Since you're probably driving in your car, you want to wait till you get to a landline before you call 564-1290 and tell us what you're thinking. Here's a property that you could have bought for, let's see, $1,350,000. Seems like a lot of money. This was back in 1995. They had started the list price of $1,007,000, and they dropped and to $1,350,000. Now, the listing I'm looking at actually shows expired, so I can't say for certain what the final sales price was, but I'm guessing it was under $1,350,000. This is in Montecito. This is up East Mountain Drive next to San Ysidro Ranch. And it was sold as a teardown. Build your dream home. Build your dream home. Ocean and mountain views, private and public water. One of the last great parcels available in Montecito in 1995. Almost 3 acres near San Ysidro Ranch. Can you imagine? What would that be worth today? Well, I'll tell you. Someone did buy it and built their dream home. And recently, just at the end of December 2005, so 2 years, 2.5 years later, they put it on the market for $15.9 million and sold it for $15 million. So if it's sold somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,350,000, there's a $13.7 million swing 10 years up near San Ysidro Ranch, 3 acres, ended up with a 5-bedroom, 6.5-bath. Of course, it grew. It was 2.80 acres, and now it's sold again for 2.87 acres. So maybe everything got bigger, and I guess the land got bigger too. Have another house over in a little more modest neighborhood, San Roque. And in fact, a wonderful woman that I called over the weekend, I spoke to about 2 years ago, I had read an article that ostensibly is a true letter from an attorney to the government, and I will delve into that in the second segment. It dovetails into the Louisiana Purchase story. But she was nice enough. I didn't know where it is, and I had mailed her a copy because she called me after I read it 2 years ago. So she found it and faxed it to me this morning. So I have it to share with you today. So she lives in San Roque. This house is on Verde Vista in San Roque, and it came on the market sold at the end of 1999. They asked $357,000, couldn't get it. Only got $337,000 for a small two-bedroom, one-bath on Verde Vista. What's that worth today? Well, I can't tell you exactly, because what happened was someone bought it and turned it into a four